Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode 26. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
There's no and? No and? There's only two of us. Anyway, welcome to Bleed Geek. We will be discussing the tech news of the week. I don't even know, have any idea what the date is. The 17th?
Today is the 17th.
I guess I did have it. That was a total lie, huh?
Yeah.
Lying. Liar. If you're listening live, you obviously know it's 20 after 8 currently, but I mean, hey, that's close to 8. We generally shoot on for Thursdays at 8. Next week will be Wednesday, though, because of Thanksgiving, so make a note in your calendar so you can join us. Nothing else is going to be happening on Wednesday before you'll be ordering pizza, because it's like the second most popular day to order pizza, I guess.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I suppose, because nobody wants to...
Right, no one wants to cook.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what else I have to say. We have a chat. We have changed the chat today.
Change.
And everyone has noticed, apparently.
Change is coming. Not Obama change.
Yeah. But stay also tuned. There will be other change, so keep in mind. Episode 26, that means we've been going for half a year.
Holy shit.
Is that weird?
That is ridiculous.
I said that earlier, but I think you had your headphones on.
High five.
I was talking to Matt. Granted, there's only two of us now, but still.
That's okay.
You can't win them all.
Yeah. It's true.
So,
just ask the Packers.
Yeah, but they are winning them all.
Good one.
Anything you want to add before we kick it off? In case you didn't notice, or you weren't here, or didn't listen to last week's, Pat is no longer joining us.
Yeah.
I guess that's the only thing. Other news. Keep an eye on the website. We're going to have some cool updates coming, hopefully within the next week or so. Next week or two.
I hope...
We'll find out. We'll give you a
definitive. 2 weeks for sure, but I'm hoping we're gonna have it implemented next week.
Yeah,
stay tuned.
Stay tuned. And if you have any comments on these changes, like the chat client, feel free to email us.
Get effed.
Or get effed. fans@bleedgeek.com. Or call us 406-79-geeks. Anyway, kicking it off.
Kick it.
So we'll start by talking about a device that was released this week. You may have heard of two devices technically, but one really doesn't matter. I mean, it matters, but no one... I'm going to get some flack from the chat room, I bet, because they care about the one. But the Kindle Fire was released. I saw a stat that said there's over 1 million pre-orders before it was even released, which is pretty impressive.
That takes a lot of
people's... There was quite a while, I guess, to pre-order. At least a month, right?
Yeah.
This is about a month.
But for a million people to pre-order a product that nobody has ever seen is unreal. You know, that's a lot of faith in a company.
But I think a lot of people are kind of... I don't know. It's at the right price point. I think it's the biggest thing, obviously. We talked about it before. I mean... The $200 price point is pretty ridiculous, so that always helps. So it was released on the 15th, which if today's the 17th, that means it was Tuesday.
Correct.
And they've been coming out scattered. I know that some people, they kind of all order them at the same time, have been getting them. A few people got them on Tuesday. Some people are getting them on Wednesday.
Has Josh did get his?
I don't know. The biggest complaint I've heard about it so far is the placement of the power button being on the bottom and being bumped to turn off. But other than that, the reviews have been pretty good. I mean, it's exactly what everyone kind of thought it would be. There's no real surprises in it. It's a tablet, a 7-inch tablet. It's a fork version of Android, so.
But lots of cool things. I mean, they have a lot of good things going for them. I mean... The first day it was out, it was already announced that it was hacked. One click, it's called, it's called One Click, but it's like extremely easy to root. So if you would like to get in, mess around with system files and start tweaking stuff, it's available.
Yeah, and they released the source code, too. So if anyone wants to play with it, I guess, you can do what you want. And I know there was a story, too, of the other thing that came out this week, the Nook tablet started selling, too, which is their competitor to the Fire, for $250. And I know that you can sideload Android apps onto that without hacking it, so that's kind of nice. But yeah, but we don't have a Fire, but the reviews I've read are good, so...
Yeah, I want to get a tablet, and the wife would like one as well. And I still haven't decided which way to go. And I know Dave, when we met with him in April this weekend, I mean, he had a lot of good things to say about the Nook.
I couldn't handle it, though.
Why?
Because of the corner.
The corner. Yeah.
So, whatever.
I don't know. There's good things about shallow. Both of them. It's true. You're a looks kind of guy.
Yeah. But yeah. And then yeah, the Nook tablet. Yeah, you can get it at Barnes & Noble, which a lot of people maybe they like that better. But the Fires will be in retail stores too. So Best Buy and Target, I think, will carry them for sure. I don't know, probably Walmart if you're into that sort of thing. Yeah. And on Monday, the ice cream sandwich code was released.
Sandwich?
Ice cream sandwich?
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 What is it? Sandwich? Sandwich?
Sandwich?
Sandwich?
So if you feel the need to go pick that up and try to do whatever you want with it, have at it.
It's true. Get I think it. That that's from another Google. Good thing going forward.
Ice cream sandwich?
Yep.
The Nexus S has finally, or is that what it, the Galaxy Nexus has started getting, the reviews are starting to come out. I don't actually know when that is released, do you?
No.
It's in November. They haven't given an exact date. I know it comes out in November, but I don't think there's a date yet given, which seems weird because we're halfway through November. Are they not getting it? Is it only going to Verizon?
Verizon first.
And then?
And I'm assuming it will be a matter of time.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's not... As everything that I can find, I don't find.
They're not completely getting pooped on. They got something cool from Google, but we'll get to that later. Yeah. What was that noise?
I don't know.
Did you hear that, or was that my imagination?
No, I heard it.
Oh, interesting.
Was it from that?
No.
Because I thought I heard something come from over there before.
But that would go through the soundboard.
Yeah, I thought I heard it through here.
Then why'd you hear it over here?
Because my right ear.
It sounded like your computer.
It's my computer.
Anyways, we digress. eBay has announced, that you could, if you do like the buy it now, you could buy something on eBay and you could pick it up in a store nearby.
That's so,
kind of like the Amazon lockers thing, but at an actual store. So that's kind of interesting.
It seems weird because you could really do it if you emailed the person prior to.
Yeah.
Because I've done it. Like, I've bought stuff from up in Cambridge, and it's like, hey, I live 50 minutes away. Can I just come pick it up? And they're like, yeah, sure.
But Toys R Us is where they're starting.
Good. So
what? So you can get toys?
Go party.
Me?
Yep.
Party where?
I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't seem like a huge saver. Like, you don't save any money with Buy It Now is usually on eBay. So yeah. Why not just go to Toys R Us?
And buy it anyway?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you will. Maybe you're already at Toys R Us. You find it on eBay for $5 less. You click Buy It Now on your phone and then pick it up while you're there. No? Too far of a stretch?
I'm going to make up all sorts of scenarios, too.
I would just look on Amazon anyway.
Yeah.
Because I don't use eBay that much.
I eBay.
I'll check eBay, but I don't know. Like, it used to be cooler when I was younger, and now it's just, like, whatever. Plus, I also think it's more of a... Because I think I want more expensive things, and I think, well, I'll never win it for this, and it's a dangerous game. It's a dangerous game.
Yeah. You can... Whatever. We're not talking about that anyways.
The dangerous game of eBay?
Just eBay in general.
We were talking about it.
I know, but moving on.
Randy doesn't want to talk about eBay.
Well, yeah, he's the one that uses it. Deals are out there. I mean... Huh? No, on eBay, it's one of those, if you're patient, you can score awesome deals.
If you build it, they will come.
I've gotten all sorts of parts for my four-wheeler off there. For all of the ones that I've gotten off of eBay are for less than half of the new cost, and all of the parts I got were new. So
that's good.
But, I mean, it's a patience game. So that's what I got to say about that.
That's what he has to say about that. So, Steve Ballmer said some odd things at a presentation recently.
Yeah, he's just...
And as you may or may not know, Steve Ballmer, he's the CEO of Microsoft. But he's kind of weird. He's a weird guy.
to say the least.
But he said, you know, he kind of hinted that Windows 8 would be coming to the mobile phone world, that Windows 8 would be coming to phones. I mean, they've announced it for tablets and obviously as their operating system, but they really haven't said anything about the phones. But he said, I don't know, everyone thought, and I heard it played, but it's kind of like, it's hard to tell what he really said because he talks pretty fast and kind of crazily. But
he's crazy.
But they have clarified since then and said that it is not, or they said that he did not say it was coming to Windows Phone. So if you're looking forward to that, it isn't happening.
They'd be silly to not. I mean, I thought that was
the whole point was to put everything together.
Yep, similar to like how Apple has iOS for. I guess they don't have iOS for a full computer, but
they're trying to mend the two. Right. They're moving closer to that. Is kind of what was the thought of as the goal was moving OS X and iOS into one hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, there's some things that you just there's some things that I think have to be different fundamentally. So. I mean, from what I've seen of Windows 8, they're doing a good job of combining the two, but we'll see what happens when a full release launches. So
we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. In other Microsoft news, the original Xbox turned 10 earlier this week.
I think that was on Tuesday also.
11/15, yes.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, right?
It seems crazy that it's been 10 years.
So that was weird. I was a sophomore. You would have been a junior then? No.
10 years? Yeah. No.
No, because it was in November.
Yep.
So
I would have been in 10th. You would have been a freshman.
Weird.
Freaking freshman.
I remember playing Halo on the Xbox.
I remember having Halo parties in your grandpa's garage.
Yeah, that was Halo 2.
That
was when Halo 2 launched.
Because that was awesome.
It was a week-long party fest.
Was it really that long?
Yeah, week-long.
That's ridiculous.
Why? I lived in the garage for a week and played Halo.
I know, because I remember coming over. I'm like, yeah, I play computer games.
People just came and went.
10 TVs in there, and it just smelled of freaking Cheetos and Mountain Dew. Not that that's a bad thing.
It was a good time. I slept in there. People would just show up, and I'd wake up and start playing Halo. What's not to love? But it's funny because it was only out for 4 years, and then they released the 360, which has now been out for 6 years.
And now, hopefully, next year, they'll have a
720.
They'll at least have a demo available.
Maybe a 1080.
1080.
Yeah.
No, it'll be 720.
It'll get real heavy.
Actually, it would make sense if it was a 1080. I mean,
720. Because then it would go... if you call it a 720, I think...
People would assume it would be 720
output.
Yeah,
I think that's a bad idea.
Yeah,
I wonder if they'll do that.
Probably not. They'll be smart. Microsoft's smart. But with their consoles, they get it.
Steve Ballmer is the CEO.
With the consoles, they get it though.
Yeah, but that guy, that the Xbox guy, is leaving over the because he wanted to build.
He's going to work for PlayStation.
No, because he wanted to build. It was the Courier. It was going to be their tablet. They were going to release it at the same time as the iPad. It was a story like 2 weeks ago. This big interview came out saying that, you know, Ballmer couldn't make the decision. They had these two things, which to go with. I don't remember which one they went with the other one, but I can't think of what it was now. But it was either the Courier or this.
Mm-hmm.
And they went with Windows. I think it was Windows. I don't know. But the guy that, you know, he's the guy that's, like, really was in charge of the whole Xbox division. So, and then I think he left recently, and that's why it all came out. So we will see what happens.
Makes sense.
But I think the Xbox is doing a lot of good in other places. And their fall update for their UI just happened. It's been rolling out slowly over the last couple weeks to users. So I haven't checked it out yet. Have you updated your Xbox anytime in the last?
Nope. I haven't had it plugged in.
To the network?
Nope.
Makes sense. Yeah. But they're moving closer to media, I think. So, yeah. And speaking of media, Logitech is cutting the cord of their Google TVs. They're not going to make them anymore.
I'm assuming you read this story.
Because they're not making any money. Or is that what you're referring to? Or
no, because they are actually going to be working with Samsung, I believe.
To make
their own TV.
Makes sense.
It was really interesting reading the article because, it was just a blog post. But, I mean, they were just ripping up and down on the Google TV.
Well, they sold them for, like, $400 when they first came out or something ridiculous. Yeah, like, how are you ever going to sell set-top boxes that are unproven?
Yeah. Well,
Even at $100, it's still... It's probably a value at that point to some people, but not even the mass market yet, because nobody knows.
Nobody knows what it is. Nobody knows how they work. I mean, yeah. It's like they have to come out firing like the fire or something like that. Like,
it makes me think of the iPod. I mean, it was kind of like a weird thing at first, and it took a couple years to really take off. And it was like 4 years down the line when it finally, you know, everyone's like, this is insane. I need one of these. And then, like, you couldn't go anywhere without seeing someone walking around with the earbuds. You know, the...
It goes back to the whole reading about... Was it Google Music? I was reading something about Google and how they... Maybe it was the Gmail app. But it's like... They are starting to get known sort of for, and part of it was me actually, what I wrote in our blog post, about just coming out with a lot of half-assed products. And it's like, if they would just
put some time. It was Paris Lemon. It was M.G. Siegler's write-up.
It's like,
is that one, right?
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, that's.
Because it was about the Gmail app.
Yep. And it's like.
Which is our next thing. But.
And it's like, if you guys would actually. Gain people's trust, you know, and build a solid
not release product. Everything in beta.
Exactly. You know, put some time into stuff and quit doing this let's see if it makes it big kind of stuff, but actually put some time into one thing that I think they might have a market, because I think they're on the right track with the Google TV, really. I mean, and if anybody's going to do a good service, it would be Google, because they've got the resources to do something like that.
And we talked about last week, I think it was last week a little bit, that Google had started their own service provider as being a cable provider, and we were discussing which city, but I still think it's Kansas City. And I think one of the reasons for that is just to learn that market enough to where they can market something right and find out what they can really sell as far, you know what I mean? Like, as far as that goes. So I think that's why they're playing that game. And I think eventually they will. They're cutting a lot of their smaller projects and kind of focusing on the bigger picture. But I don't know. I feel like as many as they cut, they still pick up a few little ones here and there. So
yeah. I don't know.
And speaking of the Gmail app that had such problems and came out with such... It was 2 weeks ago, because I think it was 2 weeks that it was gone. But they re-released it. But as far as I can tell, the only difference is that they actually fixed the one small bug that it had. They didn't... I mean, everyone also complained about the UI and everything, but it came out exactly the same.
Yeah, they didn't change the UI at all. They just fixed the one little message message something or other.
Yeah, so instead of the error notification, message, instead of the error message that popped up when you launched it, it asked if you wanted push notifications. And if you had it before and you want to update it, you either should delete it or at least log yourself out before you reinstall it, or it won't work for some reason. So just an interesting note on that. Yeah. So the other, there's a lot of music stuff that happened this week. The first one being that EMI kind of split up. It was announced that, or the Wall Street Journal said that Universal was buying it for $1.9 billion.
Billion.
But there's been a lot of different reports I've seen come out since then, but EMI and EMI Publishing are two separate things, and they're both being bought by different groups, which means EMI would hold all the rights to the people that they currently have contracts with for the future, but like the publishing would be like past stuff that's already, they own the rights to. So it's kind of a weird thing, but so in some sense, you maybe, I don't know any groups that are on it, but let's say Band X, we'll call them. Maybe like if EMI, whoever bought the publishing group might have their back catalog, but going forward, anything new they put out would go to this other company, whoever else bought them. So that's kind of weird. But following that, was it yesterday, was the Google Music event?
Yes.
So yesterday, Google held their These Go to 11 event. I don't know where it was held, actually. But
yeah, I don't know either. I had a heck of a time trying to find even where the live stream was.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
YouTube.com/Android.
I had looked on there like 10 minutes to 4, because 4 was when it was supposed to start, and there was just videos up, and I was like, okay? Because that's
where it was supposed to be. Yeah. I didn't watch the live, I watched a live blog, but I didn't watch the live stream.
I don't know.
But essentially, what they did was they came out and did what all the rumors had suggested they were going to do. The first thing they announced was that Google Music was going to lose its beta tag, which actually, even opening it today, it still says Google Music beta on the tab. But the beta sticker is gone from the site, but it still says on the title of the page, Google Music beta. I thought that was funny, because it's...
So maybe they aren't going to...
But you can now get in... before you had to wait to get an invite, but it's now open to the public. They announced that they would have a Google Music store, which they have 3 of the 4 major labels for, but not all 4 yet. Warner, I believe.
The only one they're missing
is still Warner. Holding out.
But it sounds like they're in works with them.
Yeah.
Like they figure that they'll have a deal within a month. Right.
And I mean, well, we'll get to it. It's hard. I don't think Warner can hold out, because I think that if all of their competitors, especially if it starts to gain steam, if it's another place they can get revenue, I don't know why they would stay out of it at this point.
Right.
Especially if it actually works. Like, I mean,
well, it's like,
and by and, works, I mean that they actually start selling decently.
But I think it doesn't even matter, because, I mean, to get them signed, there's already cash involved with this deal. You know, so even if Google Music completely flops, there's still up cash in the end, you know? So it's like, to me, it seems...
Silly not to?
Yeah, like, why wouldn't you want more ways to get your music sold? You know, it seems like the more, the better.
Right.
I don't know.
And there's a number of indie labels as well that were on board. Quite a few. I mean, all the major ones. But so they announced the store. Most of the prices were like 99 cents, $1.29. It's very, very similar to the iTunes setup in that regard. bless you. Thank you. And then their sharing option is that if you buy a song, any one of your friends on Google Plus can listen to it once.
While you guys were doing your football podcast, I was reading an article about it, and I know Microsoft has already done that.
With the Zune.
With the Zune.
And I thought they did it, like you could listen to it three times.
And my initial reaction was, it's kind of lame, but I thought about it again, and I was like, you know, actually, maybe that's not such a bad idea. Because, like, I look at all of the stuff that I see on Facebook going through Spotify, and mm-hmm. I see people listening to music that I have no idea what it is. And to me, that's not... If I can't see, like, a genre, and I don't have a way to, like, easily listen to a snippet even of that music, I'm not... I'm more than likely not interested to even want to check it out, you know? But if there's an easy way where you can... You know, you say you buy the new Decemberists album, and you're like, oh, I'm going to share all these songs, you know?
Right. I don't even think... I don't know if you have the option or if it automatically does it.
But it's like, if I can just go click, and I can start listening to it, be like, oh, that... All right, this is an album I want to buy. Or something.
Right. No, I think, like, as a whole album, and I mean... If you want to sit down and listen to an album, I think you could listen to the whole album through. That would be cool. But I think just songs, I don't think it'll really make that big of a deal. Because both on iTunes and now on Google Music as well, you can listen to 90 seconds of a song. So, that within that 90 seconds, I'm sure you can figure out if you like it or not enough, where after that one time, you would buy it anyway. Or find it by some other means that are all legal, I'm sure. But, I don't know. Let's see, what else did they announce? So, sharing. They're relaunching, or they're updating both. I mean, the Android Market now has the music store, so it's the same place you buy the apps. You can buy books there right now, I think, too. But, so they will have their own store. And it'll be on Android versions 2.2 and higher.
Correct.
It's where you can get the music app.
Sucks, because I'm on 2.1.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You never answered me earlier when I asked you either.
Oh, that's funny. I did ignore it. I just asked you what... Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And then... It's funny, because they had a slide showing bandwidth on... I don't know. They went into this thing about how LTE phones are the future, which, obviously... But, like, how street, like, I don't know. It was just a odd little turn they took during the presentation that showed the bandwidth of multimedia, like, basically showing, look, music and movies take up a lot of bandwidth. it's like a pie chart split into three parts. One of it was music, one of it was movies, and one of it was other. And it was, like, split evenly. Like, I don't know what you're trying to show me here. It just seemed odd.
The only downside, and I can't verify it because I can't install Google Music on my phone, is that it only allows you to listen to a song on a single device at a time. So
streaming wise?
Yep. So if me and you were listening to music, I mean, chances are with your 20,000 songs on Google Music, we wouldn't ever listen to the same song. But it comes up with a message I saw that says, we are pausing this song for you because it's currently playing on another device now.
So, like, let's say you and Lydia shared a Google Music account.
Exactly.
And, like, she was listening to a song and you went to listen to it, it wouldn't let you, or it would stop her and you would supersede it.
Yep.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Because I always thought, like, multiple guys on the website I run were like, why don't we just all share a Google Music account, upload all of our music,
and listen to it?
Listen to it. And it's like...
And there is it's a 20,000 song limit as well, mind you.
Do you think they'll max cap that? Do you think they will allow people to exceed that limit?
I don't know. They said it was a limit.
Maybe if enough people push past it.
I don't know.
Granted, I don't know many people that have.
I could go through all. Songs. I could go through my files. I have like 13,000 on there right now.
Yeah, because I think
I could go through 7,000 of them and change the names and reload them again and see if it'll, how far I could push it.
That's true.
I think that would take a bit of time, though. Yeah. So, and then they announced as well that, I mean, there'll be a bunch of exclusive music. They had like some Rolling Stones concerts. There's a bunch of they listed. A bunch of artists, and Busta Rhymes was there, even though I didn't even know he still made music.
Oh, shit.
But
exclusive.
But he was there, and you could download, and I downloaded it right then, because it was just on my thing. Because when you go to it, it says, hey, these are songs that are free, do you want to check them out? And I was like, sure, why not? So there's that. But Coldplay, Shakira, the Rolling Stones, and there's like two, there's Busta Rhymes, so I'm missing one. Was it Dave Matthews? I don't know. But those were the ones that were listed as exclusive right now. And a lot of it was just live concerts. You could get a whole live concert for free, which is kind of cool. Because some live stuff is cool, but at the same time, live stuff could go either way. And some of it was free. They had a bunch of free stuff. They said they're going to have, like, a ton of free songs all the time, a free song of the day. I don't know. I don't... My thoughts are that it's going to fill a hole that Android users... With the fact that Android users on the mobile market is so widespread at this point that it opens up a whole new world to that. And I think that's really where they're going to make money. I don't think it'll matter at all on their web platform, because I think people are so embedded, the people that actually buy music are already so embedded in iTunes that that's what they play the music through, that that's where they're going to keep it.
If they could somehow, I mean, and I don't know if this is something that's locked down by Apple, if they could somehow figure out how to make a client for a computer that you could sync all of your music to an iPod, they would have a much better market.
Well, before iTunes came out, came to Windows, there was another client, like RealPlay or something stupid like that. Not RealPlayer. I can't think of what it's called, but I don't know. There was some, you know, lame thing that was what you had to do at the beginning before iTunes was released on the PC, which seems weird that there wouldn't have been RealPlayer. Yeah, see? But I don't know. So I think that's, I don't think they'll do well. I mean, eventually, but it's like, the other thing is I don't think people buy music anymore.
What are you trying to say?
I think
that
people,
we're a bunch of pirates.
No, I think Spotify and RDO and Pandora and YouTube, like if you want to listen to something, you could just YouTube it and play it. I mean, granted, that's not, I mean, you can't make playlists that way, but I mean, so many people have Spotify and RDO now that
turntable
that it just seems silly to pay for it to most people. I mean, at this point, I don't buy nearly as much music as I used to. Part of it being because I have such a large collection already.
Or is it because you have a kid?
Well, that too, but that's neither here nor there. I still buy stuff that, I mean, I'll buy here and there, but I think part of it's probably that I don't have as large of a commute as I used to either. But, I mean, we're kind of digressing a little that way too. Yeah, and as far as the exclusive stuff goes, it was weird that T-Mobile was at the site, but then it turned out that they were partnering with T-Mobile to get even more exclusive stuff to people that have T-Mobile Androids. And it's funny because they showed a thing that said 75% of the smartphones on T-Mobile, no, 75% of phones on T-Mobile were smartphones, and 90% of those smartphones were Androids, which makes sense because it's the only thing.
Because that's all you can get.
Yeah, I mean, what, Blackberries?
Well,
and some Windows phones. I don't know, actually, if there's Windows phones. There are.
Yeah. So it would be a mix between BlackBerry, Windows,
iPhone. I'm sure there's some Symbian phones still floating around. Some Palms. They used to have Palm. They were heavy into that. I'm sure there's some of those still. And I mean, but you got to think. We had that stat, I mean, a couple of months ago, probably now, that there was like over 1 million iPhones jailbroken on T-Mobile. So I don't know if that stat just disappeared, like if they didn't take that into effect,
maybe,
or if they count that
them
as a smartphone because
they're
it
not
doesn't
them
use
as a smartphone.
Oh, are you digging on Apple right now? Because I really don't think they would, because I don't think, since they sell it, that it's jailbroken, it doesn't even use their 3G because it can only use the Edge because of the way the SIM's set up or whatever. So they might not count it at all, and maybe that's a 25% that was not smartphones.
That could be.
But it seemed like an odd stat. I mean, the one, though, that said 90% of the smartphones were Android made perfect sense, though. And the Google TV got a new Google Music app as well, I just saw a minute ago. The cool thing, there was one cool thing, well, I mean, a lot of people saw the Google Music thing as a letdown, I don't think it's so much of a letdown. I think it really does fill a hole that they're missing in their ecosystem for their mobile devices, because that they can't get iTunes on their phone. Mm-hmm. Like, I've bought a number, like, I've been out places and talking about something, and I'm like, oh, that's a great song, and I've bought it, you know, right there on my phone, just, you know, for fun. So I think the Android's really missing that. I mean, they have the Spotify's and RDO's and Pandora, but I think it'll fill that gap. The other thing is that they launched artist pages. For artists that aren't signed, you can sign up. It's a one-time $25 fee, which seemed odd to me at first that they would charge people to use it. I mean, obviously they want to make money, but I think that would deter people from using it at the same time. But then I guess you get people that are actually committed, because, I mean, if you're just fucking around, you're not going to pay $25 just to be funny, you know? Right. But I think it's a cool way to get to allow people to share their music, and will help. They take a 70-30 cut. You can name your own prices. You can name how long your song you can listen to. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Artist pages. And you can customize them to a point. I don't know how much. I haven't seen any yet. When I went to it, it didn't work. The link didn't work. But I also went to it during the presentation, so... yeah, anything you want to say about Google Music?
Sigh.
You don't care? You don't buy music?
What are you trying to say?
That you listen to it on turntable all the time.
Yeah. No, I've bought music.
When?
Not too long ago.
Online?
Oh, yeah, both online and actual CD. Within the last 2 months, I've bought 3 albums. You're going to call shenanigans, but I can show
you. No, I believe that you bought them at the store at Best Buy, because I was with you for 2 of them.
Nope, I bought 1 album off iTunes, because...
Really? I thought you hated Apple.
No, I do, but but it was, I could either order it from this band's website, but I would have to wait 3 weeks for it to get to me, because they were on tour, or I could order it on iTunes and save $2 in shipping, and I was like, you bastards got me.
Yeah. I know. So, I know. Putting your own music, I believe on iTunes, it's 70-30, and that's what it is on Google now as well. And iTunes Match went live on Monday as well, which I thought was funny timing, because they were supposed to come out by the end of October, but they didn't. And then I thought it was funny that they did it before the Google Music event. So it is live now. You can pay your $25 and it'll match all your songs to $256.
And by match your songs, it doesn't mean tagging untagged songs. It means adding your songs to the cloud, correct?
Yeah. It just scans your library, gets the data of whatever songs you have, and if it has a copy that they sell already, it allows you to stream from their site without having to upload everything. Have to do with Google Music and Android or Amazon both.
Because I've heard people talking about it who
changing the meta don't tags?
Understand it.
Oh.
And they think that it's something for fixing broken music. And it's
like TuneUp?
Yeah. And it's like, no, that's not gonna
article that said TuneUp makes iTunes Match better because it fixes your tags.
TuneUp is awesome.
Do you use TuneUp?
Yeah, I did. Then I got all of my music fixed that I had in my library.
I don't need it anymore.
And I got rid of it.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. I know. Steven is a heavy advocate of TuneUp.
It's awesome. Seriously.
And who doesn't love Biz Markie, right?
It's true.
TuneUp man. But it's nice because cause I have an Apple TV, and it's nice now because I can just listen to all my music that's on the cloud. It streams automatically to that. So that's nice. But obviously Google just did the same thing, because that's what I just read earlier. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
In general?
Yeah.
I do.
What would you like to say?
Next week, I think we will talk a little more about some good tech-related Black Friday deals. I think that might be good to bring up.
That would be good.
But I would just like to say, if you were hoping to be first in line like for the year, you're too late. I've read an article about,
that's awesome,
about a group of people who are waiting in front of Best Buy in a Florida location already. They showed up there last night, and they were first in line last year, and they're first in line this year, and Best Buy gave the three people all iPad 2s.
It's odd because everything's opening at midnight this year.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I know. I think it takes away everything that is Black Friday.
I think it takes away from what Thanksgiving is supposed to be, like hanging out with your family, because now people are going to be waiting in line at noon.
Well, at that same time, I think a lot of people go shopping with their families. But I know Target, Walmart, Kohl's. I don't know. Is Best Buy, do you know? Are they opening at midnight?
I'm not sure. I would assume that they would follow suit.
I don't know. I think it'd be smart not to.
But on the flip side, I hope that they don't.
I think because if everyone else starts opening at midnight, if you still open at 4 or 5 or whatever.
Are you going to do any shopping?
They're all going. I'm just going to hang out with someone or something.
Okay. I was thinking that, well, we'll talk next week.
Okay.
Next week, Black Friday. Be there.
See? Walmart is opening at 10. I did see that they were opening at 10. Not midnight. So that's even earlier then. And I agree that, yeah. We digress again. And now Randy is watching YouTube clips. If you can't hear it.
That's inappropriate.
Yeah. Anyway, so I think that pretty much wraps it up. Would you agree or disagree?
Yeah.
Would you make a comment?
Todd's posting inappropriate videos on chat.
On the chat client?
Yeah. It's Family Guy.
I heard it.
Get it.
I didn't see it, but I heard it.
Other than that.
So, yeah. So, we're going to be making some changes to the website, so look for that in the next week or two. And if you do not or do like the changes, you could let us know at our email.
Should we give our live listeners a preview? Or should we let them wait? Let's let them wait.
Let them wait.
All right. Actually, I won't lie. I did show Todd today at work. Now that I think about it.
Maybe we'll discuss this more in the after show.
Yeah.
But if you have thoughts on the changes, either way, you can email us at fans@bleedgeek.com.
Or give us a call.
Which we got another call today. Did you see it?
I saw. Gosh damn spam.
Yeah, it was a banker or something again offering us.
He called us. Hey, calling you back.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Like, I read the transcription, but I didn't look at it.
Yeah, I just read the transcript from it. It's like, oh, geez.
It's funny, though. Google Voice. Go Google.
Go Google. Oh, shit. Actually, you know what? No, actually won't.
You can leave us a voicemail, though. 406-79-GEEKS or
406-79-G33-KS.
794-3357.
I just know the E's and G's.
You can find us on our website at bleedgeek.com. Follow us on Twitter at bleedgeek.
BLEEDGEEK.com.
Yeah. It's probably right.
Doesn't flow.
Not so much. Yeah. What am I missing? Facebook.com/bleedgeek. Check out the Point After Attempt if you want to learn some football news.
And or follow, if you're into
fantasy football,
check out the Point After Attempt.
Yeah, coming at you. Oh, if you follow him on Facebook, though, you get your injury updates.
I don't.
Sunday mornings.
I haven't told you yet, even. I am talking to a friend of mine about making shirts.
Oh, nice.
I got a rough quote of $10 shipped per shirt. That's our cost.
Possibly selling shirts soon?
I think just a one-time order, and then we can always order more later.
So if you're interested in that, so again, our email is
yeah. So if you're honestly interested in a shirt, it would be our Bleed Geek logo, black shirts. It'll be either, you can either have a black shirt with white logo or a white shirt with black logo.
If you want to get all inverse and crazy.
Yeah. And I would have to find out if there's different prices for different sizes, but
like for a 17X?
Correct.
But, makes sense.
But we're moving. And I asked him about stickers, but I haven't gotten word on those yet.
That would be cool too.
I know. So things are changing.
And you can always follow us individually as well. Winter is coming.
You can follow us individually.
At Mike037.
At Crandall111.
And with that, we'll say goodnight. I'm Mike Girl.
I'm Randy Orvis. Google Music.
Oh, that's not going to happen, so you're going to have to keep talking for a minute.
Then I can think of a better tagline.
Better tagline?
Yeah.
Maybe I should be using Google Music. Maybe that's the tagline.
Maybe. Oh. Maybe your iPad should be using Google Music.
Well, it does actually work pretty well.
Mike, you need your own saying.
I need my own saying?
I think we're good.